Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcheries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Trying Game Get, Through Fertility Treatment and Get Pregnant Without Losing Your Mind, by Amy Klein, is a nonfiction guide focused on infertility, fertility treatment, and the emotional strain that often accompanies both. Built from Klein's own experience as a health journalist and fertility patient, the book combines personal narrative with reporting, expert advice, and practical guidance for people moving through testing, IVF, miscarriage care, and the social pressures that can surround trying to conceive. Its purpose is not to promise easy solutions, but to help readers understand the medical process, ask better questions, and protect their mental health while navigating a difficult and often isolating chapter of life. The book is especially notable for its candid treatment of taboo emotions such as envy, anger, grief, and exhaustion, which it treats as normal responses rather than personal failures. As a result, it functions both as a guidebook and as emotional support for patients and their families. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a step-by-step map through the fertility treatment process. One of the book's central strengths is its practical orientation. Klein explains fertility treatment as a sequence of decisions rather than a single overwhelming event, helping readers understand what may happen when they begin testing, consult specialists, and consider interventions such as IUI or IVF. This structure matters because infertility can make people feel passive in a system that is technical, fast-moving, and expensive. By laying out the process in plain language, the book reduces confusion and gives readers a framework for making sense of appointments, procedures, and medical terminology. The value is not only informational but also psychological when people know the basic shape of the path ahead. They are less likely to experience every new step as a crisis. The book, therefore, serves as a guide to informed participation, encouraging readers to move from uncertainty to active decision-making. Secondly, using medical expertise without surrendering personal judgment, Klein does not present fertility medicine as a black box that should be trusted blindly. Instead, she emphasizes the importance of asking questions, understanding options, and advocating for oneself in conversations with doctors. This is a crucial dimension of the book because fertility treatment often involves repeated consultations, expensive procedures, and decisions made under emotional pressure. The book's advice helps readers recognize that expertise should be engaged critically, not passively accepted. That approach is especially useful in a field where patients may encounter conflicting opinions, varied success rates, and treatment plans that differ from clinic to clinic. Klein's reporting style also bridges professional knowledge and patient reality, making medical information feel accessible without oversimplifying it. The result is a guide that supports informed consent in a practical sense. Readers are encouraged to become better prepared patients who can evaluate recommendations and participate more confidently in their own care. Thirdly, treating infertility as an emotional and relational experience. The book is especially distinctive in its attention to the emotional fallout of fertility treatment. Klein gives serious attention to feelings that are often minimized or hidden, including pregnancy envy, resentment, grief, frustration, and shame. Rather than framing these reactions as moral failures, she presents them as predictable responses to a painful situation. That matters because infertility can isolate people from friends, siblings, and coworkers who may not understand the intensity of the experience. The book also recognizes how treatment can put strain on marriages and partnerships through stress, schedules, hormones, and repeated disappointment. By naming these tensions directly, Klein makes room for readers to recognize themselves in the account and to feel less alone. This emotional honesty is one of the book's main contributions. It validates difficult feelings while showing that those feelings do not make the reader cruel, broken, or abnormal. Fourthly, managing social pressure, intrusive advice, and everyday stigma. Another major theme is the social environment surrounding infertility. Klein repeatedly addresses the comments, assumptions, and advice that people facing treatment often hear from relatives, friends, and acquaintances. She offers concrete strategies for dealing with intrusive questions, judgmental remarks, and overconfident opinions, especially from people who do not understand the medical or emotional reality of infertility. This focus is important because stigma is not only internal, it is reinforced by everyday interactions that can make patients feel exposed or misunderstood. The book, therefore, functions as a social survival guide as much as a medical one. It helps readers think about boundaries, communication, and self-protection in situations where others may feel entitled to comment on bodies, timelines, or family planning. By handling these encounters with humor and practicality, Klein shows that coping with infertility often requires managing the reactions of other people as much as managing treatment itself. Lastly, balancing realism, humor, and hope in a finite struggle, Klein's tone is a key part of the book's method. She combines realism with humor to keep the material from becoming emotionally flattening or purely clinical. that balance is important, because fertility treatment can be all-consuming, yet it is also, as the book repeatedly suggests, a finite stage of life rather than an identity forever. By stressing the temporary nature of the struggle, Klein helps readers maintain perspective without denying how painful the experience can be. Humor in this context is not used to trivialize suffering, it is used to make it bearable and to create distance from despair. This tonal strategy differentiates the book from more purely technical fertility guides. It offers practical usefulness, but it also gives readers a way to endure the process psychologically. The message is not that everything will be easy, but that it is possible to remain human, connected, and mentally intact while moving through a very difficult period. In conclusion, The Trying Game is best suited for readers who are in fertility treatment, considering it, or supporting someone who is. It will also be useful for people who want a clearer understanding of how infertility affects daily life, relationships, and emotional health, not just reproductive biology. Its main practical benefit is that it translates a confusing and often fragmented experience into a more navigable process, with guidance on questions to ask, pressures to anticipate, and boundaries to set. Its intellectual value lies in how it frames infertility as both a medical challenge and a social one, shaped by stigma, cost, and emotional strain. What sets it apart from many other books in the category is its voice. It is candid without becoming clinical, funny without becoming dismissive, and empathetic without pretending treatment is simple. Because it draws on Klein's lived experience alongside expert input, it feels grounded in reality rather than theory. Readers looking for a book that validates hard feelings while still offering usable direction will find it especially distinctive. If you would like to support Amy Klein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.